problem with third parties, and what part of Never Trump don't you understand?
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for August 14th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. For a split second, I forgot what the hell the thing was called. So, the Prickly City talked about a lot of things, a lot of smaller things, but mostly about the two-party system and how screwed up it is and how we need something better. I mean, we argued about this during the lead-up to the 2016 election because
yes.
We supported Gary Johnson and Bill Weld, the Libertarian candidates. I mean, it would have been nice to just have higher play for Jill Stein as well, who was the Green Party candidate. It just would be great to have truly progressive parties, truly conservative parties, truly moderate parties, and just to have this whole mishmash instead of the pooch screw we have today. So obviously we had some comments on that.
We did have some comments. Pam says, we need a party for all the people who won't vote or vote reluctantly for either party. Both really are generic mummies. Actually, worse than that, both of them are corrupt and sellouts for money. Pro-corporate with deep pockets. We should always have a voice and a chance to vote for someone besides, quote, the lesser of two evils, unquote. The winner is still evil. And the last election was difficult for many to decide who was lesser.
Well, the 2016 is the perfect example. I mean, generally, if you didn't have a corporatist, lackey, corrupt Democrat running, I may have held my nose and for the first time in my life voted for a Democrat on the national ticket. I voted for four Democrats in my whole life, mostly because they were more conservative than the Republican running against them. But I would not, cannot, will never vote for Donald Trump. He has shown me nothing. We're recording this on a Monday. It took him a long weekend to finally come out and say, think about this, folks. Think about this for a moment. We live in a country where the president of the United States took a weekend to think about whether or not he should condemn Nazis. Condemn Nazis.
Well, it's especially galling because he has no problem tweeting about every little thing. It didn't take him that long to complain about Meryl Streep.
No. No, I mean, so this
that
is
wasn't as important.
So when I say never Trump, I mean never Trump. And he just keeps proving my point. So
which
we
is
have
what,
other comments.
Braindead commented on that. What is it that Stantis and the other Trump disciples hate about
what
America has become?
Trump disciple.
Yes, it's like, I don't know how, what more you can do. You draw him as a skunk.
Yeah, I mean, brain dead.
And even when you've done something that was not anti-Trump, it was only cautiously, well, let's wait and see how this goes.
Right. I thought the response to the Syrian government using poison gas against in the civil war that's going on there was proper, throwing missiles at an airfield and blowing. Although they didn't blow up the airfield, which is bizarre. But anyway, I'm not. Oh my God, brain. Okay, I'm not going to say the myriad of things that are in my mind, other than to suggest, in a calm and gentle voice, that brain dead, take a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes out of your day. And go back through Prickly City and see what my view of Donald Trump is and see if you still stand by the comment that I am a Trump disciple. How
okay.
is that?
That's very good.
Okay. Now I'm going to grind my teeth. Excuse me for a moment.
So we have more comments on third parties.
Okay.
We have a couple. I'm going to read a couple here because they're similar. Coffee Cup says, if the minor parties really want to get the presidency, they'll need to start running for and filling lower positions.
Yes.
Alderman, state representative, congressperson, senator. You don't just pop up every 4 years and run for one office and win or even get taken seriously.
Right. And in fact, I'm on the mailing list for the email list, general email list. It's not like private or anything. Anyone can sign up for it, for the chairman of the Libertarian Party here in the United States. And he and the party are doing exactly that. They're now having campaign management camps. They're having candidate camps and trying to find and encourage people to do exactly what Coffee Cup suggests, which is run for alderman, run for, state alderman, not I mean state assemblyman or representative or whatever it's called in your particular state senate, lieutenant governor, attorney general, governor of the state. But Coffee Cup is absolutely right. You have to have, they brag about having, I think, 5 elected libertarians in the country or someplace somewhere in that neighborhood. I'm not looking at the number. But Coffee Cup is absolutely right.
And Freezer says the same thing.
Okay, well, yeah, Freezer is right as well. So Freezer and Coffee Cup. I like this, where there's just a couple of people standing around their kitchen looking at things and saying, what name should we have? Well, counter. Anyone have that one? So, the freezer and coffee cup, I couldn't agree more.
Street Beater says, big money has had its way, appearances and rhetoric notwithstanding. We have only one party, the party of corporate handmaidens.
I don't totally disagree with that. I really don't. I think that both parties take massive amounts of money from very vested interests with very deep pockets. And the Democratic Party, and this is I think you can directly attribute this to the Clintons, is that they wanted to go dollar for dollar with the Republicans. Republicans were bringing in scads of money. And Bill Clinton and then later Hillary decided they wanted to go dollar for dollar. Well, the only way to do that is to go to the corporate entities. And guess what? When AT&T hands you a check for $10 million, they're not doing it because they like you.
Right.
Because they think it's a snappy pantsuit or something. You know, they do it because they expect you to back off regulations, to back off labor issues, to back off the stuff that's going to probably help people that's not them.
And Dee Dee Wiz says that we won't have any real change unless and until we have real electoral reform. Instant runoff voting, also known as ranked preferential voting, fully open primaries if funded by public money, an end to gerrymandering, getting money seriously out of politics, automatic registration, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, none of that's going to happen, Dee Dee. Sorry. It's just, we were down in Australia, and this, I swear to God, this is a science case, and Janine knows where I'm going with this. And they were having a state elections back down then. And what they did is that the state pays, you know, there's X amount of dollars. If you qualify for the ballot, you get X amount of dollars, period, for print. And the printing is done in the same press. And there's a part of me that's thinking that's kind of good. They have a bunch of debates, and that's how you determine who you vote for. And in fact, voting in Australia is mandatory. That is, you have to vote or you are fined.
Right.
And the fines go up. If you miss a municipal vote, it's, let's say $10. If you miss a national vote, it's $20. But that means you get a 98% voter turnout. And, there is a part of me that runs very contrary to my libertarian kind of thinking. But by turns, I just love the idea that everyone votes.
Well, then you can't have anyone out there trying to suppress the vote.
No, because everyone who's eligible gets to vote. So, and if they don't vote, they get fined.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't think that's anything I want in this country, but sure, there's a level of things that sure is appealing. On the Sunday, are we ready to talk about that yet? Or?
I didn't bring any of the comments because I thought you were going to do that at another time.
Oh, we were. I just wanted to mention that the Sundays that I'm working on now, and it was a series that built up to this point, New Horizons, and there's actually something that's not in the Sunday that I want to mention because it's very exciting for dorks like me and people who care about science. The New Horizons mission is now they're starting to have the object. MU-69 is the next flyby for the New Horizons mission. And it's historic for a number of reasons, not least of which it's a billion miles further away than Pluto. So think about that, which was also a massive and incredible success on a level that, we're all still in awe of. But they're doing what's called occultation tests. And what that means is the object will cross in front of a star. And for literally less than 2 seconds, the star will blink as this thing passes in front of it. What they're finding now is it looks like there was a double blink. They think they're flying towards an object, which, by the way, had not been discovered when they launched this vehicle, the New Horizons launch. Anyway, it blinked twice, which implies, and there's one more occultation to determine this, that there's actually two. Either there are two objects, orbiting each other, or it's almost shaped like a bone. It could be a conjoined objects, but it's going to be something, again, miraculous. The New Horizons mission, the principal investigator is Alan Stern, and these guys are going to deliver to us something, again, wondrous and amazing. January 1st, New Year's Day, 2019. And so I just wanted to kind of gin up some interest. And we're going to talk about it some more down the road.
I'm certain you will again at the end of 2018.
Yes. Alan will become a permanent member of the Sunday cast of Prickly City for a while, just because I think this is so amazing. And like I said, what they discovered on Pluto is amazing, a dynamic, interesting world. And that's why space travel is so important. We talked about this last week on the podcast as well, that you know, it's we're kind of made to explore. Do we have some more comments? You seem to be staring at the paper and staring at me. Do we have a few more?
Oh, we do have a few more.
Okay, let's get back out of space. Get our heads out of space.
About, and you mentioned about the midterm elections.
Yes.
And Rasta Oud says, just what the GOP wants, low voter turnout. Geez, Stantis, you really drink the Kool-Aid. I don't know where that came from.
What?
It doesn't make any sense to you. You're just like, it was like, what do we do about the midterms? Maybe just go into a coma until it's over. So
yeah,
I,
okay.
Yeah.
No, oh, my God. But, oh, my God. I'm going to hit my head against the. Hold on a second. Just.
T.W. Clicks says, ow. My hope is that there is a flood of patriotic voting against the whining liar-in-chief and his band of immoral misfits. We have to save our country.
Interestingly, I was talking about this with a liberal cartoonist, Ted Rall, just a few minutes ago before we started recording this podcast, as a matter of fact, and talking about the midterms. I'm going to make some predictions down the road. I am never right. So far, apparently 2016 before, I have never been right. So you can take what I – maybe you should just go the opposite of what I think because
perhaps.
Or what I predict, because then I think I'll be right. Maybe I should try that. Maybe I should try that, or you.
Go against your instinct.
Or, yeah, my deep well of 30 years of knowledge of covering this stuff and being wrong at every turn. So you guys can keep score at your end, and I'm going to keep doing what I do here. I want to thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Seed Podcast. Thank you, Brian Altimer, for producing us here at WGN Plus. Thanks for the wave, man. Janine, thank you again.
You're welcome.
She's so pretty. I'm so lucky. Anyway, thank you all for listening. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you certainly can by going to gocomics.com/prickly city and leave a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. Or you can actually contact us directly by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That about covers it?
That's about it.
That's about it. So until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.